Welcome back to Table Talk. I'm Alan, and in the studio with me now is Dr. Michael Smith from Carolina's Natural Health Center in Matthews. He's a naturopathic doctor, and this morning we're going to talk about weight loss. Last week we talked a little bit about weight loss, but we kind of went more into talking about how the foods make us gain weight, and without actually realizing that what's in the foods that's giving us the problems with the weight gain. So this week we want to talk a little bit about weight loss and what to actually do if you are overweight, or how to prevent yourself from ever getting to that point. Because me and most people that I know, once you hit the late 20s, you can't eat like you did when you were a teenager anymore, and just the pounds not pack on. So hopefully we'll learn a lot this morning. Thank you for coming in, Dr. Smith.
Thank you.
Briefly, for people that don't know about naturopathic medicine, tell us a little bit about what a naturopathic doctor is.
Yeah, as a naturopathic doctor, we are trained as primary care physicians, but our real focus is on treating you, the person, rather than just trying to treat the symptoms or the illness that's there. We understand very well how the body works. And so our goal is to help to work with it, to restore back to a place of optimal health, and really support the body in causing its own healing. You know, many of our conventional approaches to treating illnesses and diseases are more suppressive in that we're trying to calm down symptoms. Mm-hmm. Well, we want to pay attention to those symptoms and help to identify the cause and then treat that to eliminate the health concern.
And this morning we want to talk about weight loss. So just let me know what you have to say about weight loss in general and see what we can do to give some people some ideas on how to lose weight properly.
Well, as we all know, it's a growing epidemic, and it's really something that we can change and do have control over. And it really starts with changing the way we eat. And, you know, the thing that I oftentimes tell people is, you know, the first thing you want to do is start to clean up the diet, getting rid of all the junk food. And anything that comes in a package or has a label is pretty much falls in that category. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all the junk food. And sticking back to the basics. We want to get back to the basics again. That's being, you know, the fruits and vegetables that we're eating, and, you know, some quality protein in there, and really limiting the processed carbohydrates and the more sugary or sweet foods. The other big aspect that comes into play with weight that's contributed to how we've gotten here that we need to start to get familiar with again is portion size. You know, it's like people have no concept of what a portion is anymore. You know, and you go out to eat and you're sort of plate of food that really should be three meals. And so it's realizing, you know, a good portion of food is a, you know, about the size of your fist is about the average portion of, you know, some serving of food. And you may be eating three different things at a meal, whether it's a piece of chicken and serving of broccoli and carrots or something like that. Mm-hmm. But again, really getting back to basic foods that we can identify, that's going to make the biggest difference with that.
Yeah, that's something that I think all of us have to work on. If I open up a can of soup, it says, you know, what, two servings for the can, but I'm going to eat the whole can because I feel like I'm supposed to. Just as you said, we're used to eating big portions. So what can you do to help cut back on the portions, especially if you're going out to eat? I guess you could take half of it home, but then that's a waste of money, really.
But not really if you use it again, right? But, you know, one of the simple tips that I recommend, whether eating it at home or out at a restaurant, is eat off a smaller plate. You know, this really does work. You know, and I do this today when I eat dinner at home. I pick a small side plate and put my food on that, and it's a full plate of food, but it's a lot less than I used to eat. And that does help. And when you eat out at a restaurant, order food, you know, obviously make better choices, avoid the fried foods and avoid the higher carbohydrates foods, especially if you're trying to lose weight, like the pastas and breads and things like that. You know, order a piece of chicken, fish, meat with a side of veggies and a salad. And then ask for a side plate. Take your portions, cut it off the main plate, put them on the side plate, eat off the side plate, and take the rest home. You know, that way you have lunch for tomorrow. You're already kind of set up for your next meal without having to think too hard about it.
If you order or if you cook chicken breast at home, they're putting so much hormones and steroids and everything in the chickens. Now, the chickens are bigger. That chicken breast that we're eating now is about twice the size of what a chicken breast was years ago. So even that, you feel like, oh, I'm eating a chicken breast, but you're actually eating more of that chicken breast than you really need to eat.
Yes. Yeah. You know, like a serving size of a chicken breast should be about no bigger than the palm of your hand, or about the size of a deck of cards. Mm-hmm. You know, so just to give you a visual on what that should look like. So yeah, if that chicken has been hormone fed and has enormous breasts on it, then it may just be half of that that you're consuming for a portion size.
And so again, it's one of those things that comes back to just knowing and, you know, education and thinking about what you're eating, because if you think if you're eating, again, chicken breast, it's fine, but you know, that's not a normal size chicken breast. And
which is part of the problem. I mean, we want to, if that chicken breast is enormous, you want to think about what's wrong with this bird.
Mm-hmm. What are we getting? What are we ingesting through eating this bird that this bird is eating to get this big?
Yeah. How did it end up with such large breasts? That's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that is a problem that we want to look at too, because I'm a big stickler for quality when it comes to, you know, the meats and proteins that we may be consuming. You want to be consuming something that's at least organic. Even better would be to find someone locally that's producing chickens that you can buy from,
mm-hmm.
you know, like at the farmer's market or someplace like that. Because then you're going to be guaranteed that it's not going to be full of all these hormones and antibiotics and foods that they shouldn't normally be eating. And it's going to be a healthier bird because it actually gets to run around. You know, many of the birds that are raised these days, chickens, you know, they may promote them as free roaming or cage free. Oftentimes all that means is that the bird has what they call access to pasture. And that means that in the hen house, there is a doorway that leads out to a nicely manicured lawn that no bird ever goes out to.
If the bird just happens to fall through the hole, it'll end up outside. Otherwise it stays put all day. And well, what are some other things that we can do to lose weight as individuals?
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the other big things that we need to start doing is moving more. You know, so in addition to the foods we're putting in our bodies, we need to think about what we do with our bodies. We are physical beings. We are designed to move. And what we've done is we've put in all these wonderful conveniences into our lifestyle that no longer requires us to move a finger. I mean, you could literally live off your couch and not have to do anything to get your food and you know, run your business and do the things that you're doing. And, you know, as a result, we become soft and put on more fat, and that becomes more and more of a problem. And so we want to find ways to put movement back in. Now, I oftentimes talk of it as movement rather than exercise, because I think people have this like this certain fear or negative feeling towards the word exercise. And it's really just about moving more.
Well, you have to get geared up for exercise. You have to take time out of your day to spend 30 minutes exercising or even 15 minutes exercising. If you only spend 15 minutes exercising, you feel like you're taking a half an hour to get prepared and to clean up afterwards and all. So what are some easier ways to get some exercise without jumping on the treadmill for 15 minutes?
Yeah, because, you know, I don't want people, we're already busy, right? We already have busy lives and lots of stuff to do. So, you know, giving people another thing to do is just going to scare them off. But trying to find ways to put more movement in, and that might be, you know, before, if you're heading out the door and you're driving your car to the supermarket or to the office. Well, before you go inside, take 10 minutes, walk around the parking lot for 10 minutes. You just put in 10 minutes of walking. That's great. You take a break during the day, go out for another 10-minute walk. That's 20 minutes. Before you jump back in the car to head home, take another 10 minutes. That's 30 minutes. If you can put in 30 minutes of walking like that, that's going to make a significant difference for you. And you're going to start to feel a lot better, and you're going to start to drop the weight.
And most jobs give you at least one break other than your lunch break during the day. So between that break and your lunch break, you got 20 minutes easily that you could kill right there. And you know, if nothing else, when you get home after you eat, you can take the other 10 minutes. But yeah, there are ways to find the time, because you already have, you're already taking the break. Why just stand around talking to somebody when you can walk around and get somebody and go walk with them?
Yeah. And it's so much about making it a priority for yourself, because what we've done over the years is we have, you know, taking the things for ourselves, like the amount of time we spend in the kitchen preparing our foods and the time that we used to spend doing exercise and movement, and have kind of erased them off of our schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to prioritize that, because really, if we care about ourselves and about how we feel and about our health, which I hope we all do, because that's the only thing you got when it comes down to it,
mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you are prioritizing that time, so that you are investing in your health in a way that is going to support your body, so that you can live at a healthier weight and not have, you know, the aches and pains that you have, and the fatigue that you have, and the high blood pressure that you might have, and the high cholesterol, and the risk for diabetes and risk for cancer. You know, that is significant. And we want to start to say, hey, wait a minute, I am important, and put it in your schedule and then stick to it. And, you know, don't let, you know, your job or, you know, your other priorities in life take precedence over the things you do for yourself. You need to come first.
And if you have children, as we've said before, childhood obesity is really a growing problem right now. And most people, hopefully, and the economy is kind of bad right now, but most people are not home during the day with the children all day once they get home from school. The children are either at daycare or maybe they're staying at home by themselves. So basically until 6 o'clock at night, you can't really make sure that your children are getting the right amount of exercise and eating the right types of foods and all. You can't be there for it. So what are some ways to ensure that your children are moving around enough and not overeating on junk food?
Well, you know, we want to be certain that they are getting the proper attentions. And so, you know, whoever is caring for them, you know, making sure that they do get time outdoors. Your kids love to play. I mean, that's just natural for them and normal for them to want to get themselves outdoors and to be able to run around in nature and play in the jungle gym and do things like that. And so I want to make certain that they're getting those opportunities and not just being plopped down in front of a TV or in front of a video game, which is really taking away from their physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just see so many kids these days that's all they do is play video games.
I just had a flash too. You know, when I was a kid, you would go outside and play. You get thirsty, you come in. Yes, mom would give me sweet tea or lemonade or maybe even a soda, but I would go right back outside and run it off again. You know, nowadays, kids are, they're just sitting in front of the television drinking the sweet tea or the lemonade and the soda, and they're consuming all these calories, but they're not doing anything to burn them off.
Yeah. And they're just all empty calories.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, getting those things out of their diet, you know, they should be drinking water and even fruit juice. I'm not a big fan of in our house. That's a treat for our kids, you know, where every once in a while they get some fruit juice, but fruit juice is all, you know, processed and pasteurized. And so there's not a whole lot of nutrients in there. It's more a bolus of sugar. You know, but let's get the soft drinks out and let's get the stuff out of their diet and get them back to drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make a big difference.
I think water is a main thing that everybody needs to go back to. That's one thing that I try to do. I try to drink water at least until the sun goes down, and then other than my coffee in the morning. But you know, at night, I usually have some tea or maybe a soda, but I always drink water with every meal, no matter whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I drink water with all my meals. And that's something that I started doing years ago when I was working in a warehouse, because drinking sodas, I realized how it was making me feel by the end of the day. So I think that is something that a lot of people need to realize. If you're not drinking enough water, try it out for a couple of weeks. You'd be surprised at how much better you feel. And yeah, just not to get gross, but when you go to the bathroom, yeah, you can tell the difference right off the bat. You know, it's the coloring, if you will, that right there is a sign that these are impurities in your body when you see that coloring come out.
Yeah. And really, especially for people losing weight that need to lose weight, you need to be drinking more water. You know, it is the way in which your body is going to help to try and get rid of that excess weight. And if you're trying to lose weight and you're trying to do it without drinking more water, you're not going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So it will help your body to get there. You know, and we're mostly made of water. And so, again, a lot of times those aches and pains and things that you may be experiencing could be helped just by consuming more water, getting more fluid in your body.
And again, with the diabetes epidemic, if you will, you know, we all have reason to try to stay at least right around our goal weight, if you will, whether it's children, adults, or the elderly. You don't want to get overweight in this day and age, I guess you could say, with all the impurities that are out there. That's what's one of the reasons that so many people are getting diabetes. So the earlier you can start a healthy lifestyle, the longer you're going to live and the more fulfilling life you're going to live. You know, I don't want to spend the last 20 years not being able to leave the house because I'm sick all the time or don't have the energy or to do anything.
Yeah. Nobody needs to develop diabetes. It's just, it is completely due to poor lifestyle choices. And we have the ability through educating people to begin to change that and to prevent that. And you know, the obesity and be able to start losing weight is going to be one of the biggest things that's going to change the course of your health so that you are much less likely to develop diabetes.
Basically, you need to drink more water, eat whole foods, and move. Move around. You don't have to go full force exercise for an hour every day, but do something more than you're doing now, and you will see a difference. And Another thing that you usually hear when people exercise, as soon as you start seeing the difference, you're more motivated to exercise more often.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And also consuming less quantity of food, eating smaller portions.
And you said basically you want it the size of your hand, the palm of your hand.
Yeah, the palm of your hand is kind of a good measure, you know, for a portion size and something to keep in mind. Yep. And remember, eat off a smaller plate.
We are out of time, but I'll have to have you back in again next week and see what we can figure out to talk about next week that hopefully can benefit a lot of people listening. Once again, my guest was Dr. Michael Smith from Carolina's Natural Health Center in Matthews. And for people that may want to get in touch with you, if they had any questions, how can they get in touch with you?
They can reach me at my office. Our office number is 704-708-4404, or they can find me on the web at www.carolinasnaturalhealth.com.
It was good to see you again, and I'll see you again next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Alan.